Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio, the show that promotes positive people. Tune in live on Mondays at 12 noon Eastern, or listen live and 24/7 at www.wealthysistersradio.com. We know you will be inspired, empowered, and informed by the incredible women featured. And now it's showtime. Ladies and gentlemen, our host, entrepreneur, author, speaker, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio. Wealthy Sisters is sponsored by Wealthy Sisters Media Group, and you can visit us for all of your branding needs and publishing at www.wealthysistersmedia.com. That's S-I-S-T-A-S, wealthysistersmedia.com. Here at Wealthy Sisters Radio, we proudly promote positive people, and our purpose is twofold. First, we must provide you with the information, encouragement, and that practical knowledge that you can apply to your business and life right now to have that positive impact. And second, to edify, promote, acknowledge, and say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live on the Worldwide Blog Talk Network, and today is Monday. Yes, it is. It's another great Monday. We're in the month of April. It's the first Monday here in April, and we are so excited, April 7, 2014. And as they say, we got a little rain outside, but you know, it's all good because that saying, April showers bring May flowers, we're excited about that, I tell you. And, you know, we are just so overjoyed with all of your feedback and the great comments. We appreciate you so much, and we thank you that you remember we are here every week at the same time. That's Monday to 12 noon Eastern. But guess what? We will always have this show on this platform. You can tune in on Mondays. You can get it here. But tomorrow, starting tomorrow, we're so excited. We will be on a new network in conjunction with here with the Blog Talk, but our live shows will be live and in living color. Not only will you hear the audio, but you'll also be able to see the visual as well. So that means I can't be in my robe doing the show. I have to be dressed. So we're so excited. We're going to be on ListenVisionLive.com. That's ListenVisionLive.com. You can go right there. You can visit us on Tuesdays, 11 a.m. will be the live show. You can see the visual. You can call in. We can do Skype. It's going to be fantastic. And, you know, like we said, this is our fifth year, and we want to really celebrate this year, and we should always be moving forward. So we're thrilled about the great things that are coming forth with Wealthy Sisters Radio, and we owe it all to you. So every week, we're continuously promising to make sure that we provide that rich content, positive programming, something that you can apply, like we say our purpose is, and we're just thrilled for that. So, yes, starting tomorrow, Wealthy Sisters will go live on ListenVisionLive.com, and that's 11 a.m. on Tuesdays, and we will actually be the lead into the Olivia Fox show, who many of you all in the DMV area may know her. She has a show on that network, and just honored to be able to have that opportunity to be connected with her in that format. And I look forward to being able to learn, because she is a legend in this industry, just such an incredible woman. So we're excited. Again, Wealthy Sisters Radio will now be live Tuesdays, 11 a.m. on ListenVisionLive.com. So today's show, you know, as always, is going to be another great show. We're going to be talking about women in construction. You know, there are male-dominated fields out here that women and their families are excelling in. And our very special guest is someone that knows all about that. I mean, I had the privilege of meeting her and getting reacquainted with her here recently. And I'm telling you, her family has done some incredible things. I mean, businesses that some of their clients have been the new Tanger outlet here, here in the DMV area at the National Harbor They've done things for Andrews Air Force Base, Bowling Air Force Base, just to name a few. So she knows what she's talking about. They have a masonry business, and, you know, they are very well known in this area and just doing some incredible things. So I thought it would be great to have her on the show with you today to share, because we know there are a lot of women who are interested in the field of construction, and she's going to be able to shed some light onto why you definitely want to consider that opportunity. So you know what you need to do right now. You've got to call everybody, text them, Facebook them, tweet them. Tell them to dial 347-838-9278, 347-838-9278, so they can listen live to us here. Or, as always, you'll be able to download our shows, even with the live show. We're going to make sure we put the podcast right here on Blog Talk, so you can still download it right away. On Blog Talk, you can download it on iTunes. It will be there for you. We'll be there for you. So definitely, we want to make sure you do that. And remember, we have a contest that's going on. Well, actually, it's a giveaway. It's a great giveaway that we are giving away for the next couple of months into the summer months. We are giving away to two business owners that are following us on Facebook and Twitter, two business owners. And we're giving them a free 30-second commercial for 2 weeks that will run here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. How fantastic is that? So if you want to participate in that, you want your business to be a part of it, make sure you go and follow us right now. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Wealthy Sisters, Wealthy Sisters, S-I-S-T-A-S. That's all you have to do. And we're going to select from that once a month two lucky, if we can use that term, two lucky winners to have a commercial here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. So we are excited about today's show. I am not going to keep our guests from you much longer. We will take a short break, go pay a few bills here with our commercials, and come right back with our very special guest, Ms. Ardania Williams with Lindana Construction Company. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Queen Anita Empire Online features luxurious African handmade healthy skin and body care products. From enhancing all-natural soaps, hair growth stimulating shampoos, to delicious healthy drinks, great for arthritis, we have an extensive inventory of more than 450 items to begin your natural journey to wellness. Visit QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com. That's QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com. Remember, QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com.
Three women are murdered every day. Around the world, at least one in three women has been or will be abused in her lifetime. It's time to change these statistics. Join Saving Promise, a national grassroots movement that's bringing about real change. Visit www.savingpromise.org to join our One Voice campaign and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Text My Promise to 20222 to make a $5 donation. We need your voice. Together we can live, thrive, and be free of domestic violence.
Does your home or office decor need a resurrection? Is there a special room of yours that says blah, blah, blah and is lacking inspiration? Then you need creative ways and solutions. We help you create feel-good spaces that are functional and beautiful at the same time. We are here to cater to you with an environmental and spiritually conscious flair. Both in-person and virtual interior design services are available. Visit us online at creativeways.com, spelled with a K, or call 888-280-8318 for a complimentary consultation. We create spaces that inspire you.
Hello, we are live here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. If you've just joined and just tuned in, just a reminder, we are excited. This is a big week for us, a huge week for us. Tomorrow, Tuesday, April 8th, marks our first day on our new network, ListenVisionLive.com. ListenVisionLive.com. We will broadcast live there at 11 a.m. every Tuesday. 11 a.m. every Tuesday. From now on, yes, we are there on ListenVisionLive.com. We will still have the show here podcast on Blog Talk Radio available for you so that you can download it from your Blog Talk, so you can also reach us on iTunes as well. But we are so excited about the next step, the next move for Wealthy Sisters Radio at Listen Vision Live Network, 11 a.m. on Tuesdays. Not only will you be able to get the audio portion, but you'll also be able to find us and see and watch us live. And we're live streaming right there. It is perfect. It's a great opportunity, and it's another way that we can feel more connected with you. You can not only call in, but you can Skype in. We can see you as well. Use FaceTime. It is great. So listenvisionlive.com, Tuesdays, 11 a.m. And we will also have a show podcast here on Blog Talk Radio as well. And we'll also pop the YouTube video, the video on YouTube under Wealthy Sisters. So there's a lot of exciting things going on. And, again, we thank you. We owe it all to you for being such great listeners for over the years. So today, as promised, I tell you, we've got a great topic. And, I mean, we have a phenomenal guest. So I'm not going to hold her from you any longer. Ms. Ardania Williams, are you there?
Yes, I am. And first of all, I want to say thank you, Deborah, for this opportunity. You are a wonderful, wonderful woman that we met several times, and your excitement makes me excited.
Yes, I tell you, thank you so much. You are welcome. You are more than welcome. You know, like minds attract. I love your energy as well, and I know like I said, I was so excited to be reacquainted with you this past weekend as well, and it's really good, you know. And I remember, I think I shared with you, I'm a country girl. Everybody knows that. Listen, I don't try to disguise my accent. It is what it is. You know, it's so funny that, you know, being here now in the area 7 years, and my daughter is now 10, so we moved here. She's 3. So she's all of her formative years and schooling has been here. And this is so funny. You're going to laugh at this, Ardania. She one day was watching Queen, you know, the movie Queen, the spinoff from with Halle Berry. And she said to me, she said, "Mommy, you know what? You sound just like the people on Queen." I said, "Oh, my goodness." I said, so she's finally realizing there's a difference in how my mother sounds and how everybody else in this area
That's
real special. So when you go in the summer, listen to your daddy. We all have that southern drawl.
Absolutely.
You know, and I was going to say, you know, my grandmother, I loved her so much. She was such a great influence in my life, and many sayings that she said, you know, and I take from her. She said, anything dead ought to be buried. So that's why love to celebrate life, you know, even in the face of challenges, you have to find a way to have that enthusiasm, because that
absolutely
the outcome.
Absolutely.
And I know you know that.
Absolutely. I say I will not let anyone ever take my joy. They didn't give it to me, and their dang gone show won't take it away. So I love Pharrell Williams, Happy. He was on the Good Morning America this morning. He was just singing his song, Happy. And we wake up every morning, we should be happy. And we should be happy for one another. So
I had to
give that.
And those are
plug.
Some great words in that song.
Yes.
That is. You know, people listen to the verse. Yeah, he
absolutely
said, you can bring me some bad news. Go. Take your best shot. I received it. Yeah, don't waste your time.
That's right.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, so, you know, it is great. You have a wonderful story, and I'm so excited to be able to share it with our audience today.
Would you
kind of give us a little background? You know, here at Wealthy Sisters Radio, I always say we're a little nosy, and we like to know about our guests. You know, people got to feel like they can identify something, you know. So
absolutely.
Why don't you share with us your background, where you grew up, and I know because you have an extensive career as well, and how you and your family started the business, Lindana Construction Company.
I will. I tell you, I met this man named Linwood Williams 35
Uh-oh.
Years ago.
Uh-oh.
I lived
All
in
right.
Cleveland, Ohio, and he lived in South Boston, Virginia, which is a city I had never heard of. And if you turn your head, you miss the whole city going through. My sister-in-law, now bless her soul, who's now deceased, introduced me to my husband during the time, actually, when their mom died. And we dated long distance for 2 years. And we got married at Olivet Institutional Baptist Church in Cleveland, Ohio. And the Reverend Otis Moss Jr. married us. And in our vows, he said to us, as long as you have a theme, a dream, and a team, you would be successful. When
I know
met
Reverend Otis
Linwood,
Moss.
Do you know my Reverend Moss?
Yeah,
I love the Moss family.
I grew up in West Hunter. I grew up in West Hunter Street Baptist Church with Ralph David Abernathy, and he was at
really?
Our church every year. Yes,
I know
yes,
he
yes,
was.
Yes.
That's my pastor. That's my pastor.
Yeah.
And so Linwood and I married. I moved here to Washington, D.C. When I married Linwood, he was a brick mason. And he always had a dream of building his own home. And I'm from Cleveland. I'm like, building a home? Who knows how to build a home? Not a black man. And he did. He literally built our dream home brick by brick, block by block by himself.
Wow.
We have a son and a daughter. Our daughter is the oldest, and we have two granddaughters, Ramona Prescott, Asia, and Monet. And we have a son. And our son is Linwood Jr. So, of course, they all grew up around masonry. Our son went off to college, and in 2011, I heard about a program that the Prince George's Community College had, and it was called the Prince George's Accelerator Program. So I thought, oh, do I want to find out about it? At that time, we had started our business in 2006. So I did. I applied for the program at the Prince George's Community College Center for Minority Business. That was the best thing that we could have ever done. The program was funded by the Peterson Group out of Fairfax, Virginia. And that gave the county $5 million to train local minority businesses. And we became a part of the second accelerator class.
Okay.
During our training, they provided us the resources that were needed for training, consulting, technical resources, computer, and that led us and prepared us to a bid for the Tanger Outlet. And we did a joint venture with CF Masonry out of Baltimore, Maryland, and we did the entire brick and block for the Tanger Outlet. And that has been thus far our largest. It was a very, very, Deborah, it was an exciting project. It was exciting to even be a part of the Prince George's County, to be a part of such a project, so huge. C70 builds Tanger Outlets all over the United States. And
yes,
so that
they
has
do.
Been our, they really do. And the project went, it was to open last year. Target Day was a Black Friday, and we came in a week early. And they had a beautiful grand opening, and our family and friends and my now pastor, Reverend Tyrone C. Petty at Antioch Baptist Church, and my church members had an opportunity to be there with us and to just be there in the room with the excitement for a local minority business to win that contract.
You know, and I'm glad you said that, because we do oftentimes, when you have conversations, sometimes people get discouraged. And I've had Eldenise Jackson. She's one that does trainings on how to procure government contracts, whether it's local, state, or federal, and corporate contracts as well. And you know, you do hear stories that it's who you know, it's this, is that, oh, they don't have it. You hear people to say that, but why don't you speak to the importance of, because I know that's what your role is as the vice president of marketing, getting out there and getting involved, finding out about the program like you found out about. How did you, did somebody knock on your door and say, hey, this program is here, or did you do some research on your own to find out about that program?
Deborah, and to your listening audience, networking, networking, networking. I cannot say that enough. A lot of nobody will knock on your door. Nobody will knock on your door. And people really do like to do business with people that they know. I will say that. But in order for them to know us, we have to go out and seek them. So I do a lot of networking. I'm out 3 days a week. And if you have a passion and if it's your dream, don't give up. Don't give up. Knock on as many doors that you need to, because one day that door will open. I have to say, Linwood has been in construction for 30 years, so know your trade. That's most important, too. Know your trade. And I usually say, stay in your own lane. We have a specialty, so we're not in the big area of general construction. So we are always like a subcontractor because we only do brick and we only do block. So we're not in that competitive mode all the time. We do have to compete because most of your federal and state contracts require a bid, and they do require companies to submit three bids. So it's not just Lindana bidding. It's Lindana and then the other two or three contractors bidding for the same project. But it's just important to know your resources, and mostly important to know your trade.
To know your trade. And I like that you said, know your trade and resources there. Yeah, I like that you talked about, you know, the importance of networking and building those relationships because, you said it when you mentioned how you all won that bid. This was a process that you started, what, back in 06? When did you say you took the class?
We joined the class in October 2010, and it was an 18-month class. And that's another thing. It's so often business owners, they can't take 18 months of time off from their business to attend a class. So we have to find out what's important. Prince George's Community College, the Center for Minority Business, offered that class at no charge.
They sure did.
No
Deborah. Carl Brown.
Carl
is over
Brown.
There, right?
But how many businesses can afford to be away from your business when you need money to, you know, run your business? But the fact that we're family-owned, we were able to mix up the professional classes with the computer classes and networking where we can kind of take turns. So that was a real blessing for Lindana Construction Company to be able to use our entire family to learn the skill set that we needed.
The needed for that. And, you know, that you brought up a great point because, yes, it's hard for us, and we talk about this with our annual conference that we host, the Winter Summit, which we just had, the weekend before last, great event.
Right.
And it's for professional business women, and women, really, women, it is really hard for us to take time and shut down because we are juggling so much, not
absolutely
just the business, but the family and everything else. You know, generally we are not taking away from those men that do and have busy schedules. We understand that and support that as well. But the majority of times we know for women, we have a lot of responsibilities outside of the work, the career, you know, as well. So, but it's good that you said that because maybe you can't go as that business owner. Maybe it's someone on your team or someone that, you know, that's working with you, what have you, that can attend those trainings and be able to do something like that, like you all did, kind of split
Absolutely.
It up within the family.
Absolutely.
Right. Great.
And Deborah, this is another thing I can touch on, the importance
mm-hmm.
of giving back to the community. That has
mm-hmm.
been essential with Lindana Construction Company. Not
mm-hmm.
only we're on the board of our own Little Washington Civic Association right here in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, but we also
mm-hmm.
were recognized for our generous support for the revaling of the United Community Against Poverty, and that's UCAP. They're
mm-hmm.
in Capitol Heights, Maryland, and it's a
mm-hmm.
woman and children shelter. And so
mm-hmm.
we usually try to, sometimes people will call us and ask if we do work, you know, for seniors or for children. And so, you,
mm-hmm.
of course, we want to be selected. We are in the business of making money and being in business. But once
right.
a year, we do give back to our community. And so
mm-hmm.
that is important
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
as business owners to always give back the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we're holistic here, and that the law of reciprocity, you know, that's one of those spiritual laws, and it's,
mm-hmm.
it's when you're giving like that, I mean, you can't help but to be able to have a return on your gift of giving, and you don't know where that return is going to come from, but that is a spiritual principle when you do give of your time and talents, even if it's mentoring or what have you like that, you do get that back. Plus, it's great for businesses to have that corporate citizenship.
Absolutely.
You know, customers look for that. They do. And, I mean, if you are up in a bid, I would imagine they're having to make a decision, and they've got company A and B, and you guys are running neck to neck. I mean, that is something extra that they can see. They can see that you're doing and know. So that is important. And we talk about that too, Ardania, here on the show, that it's about providing a service. You know, as business owners, we feel a need and we provide that service. And if we're focused on that, then we'll be able to give that quality business and reap those rewards from that
Correct.
As well. Yeah, that's
Correct.
Great. That's great. So you won that contract, and I know you are busy out there doing and pursuing others as well. Talk to
Absolutely.
Us a little bit about your – I know you share with me Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, or what have you, your schedule, and you network. Talk to me about the type of networking you do, because a lot of times we see networking, and there is a lot that comes before us. There's so many ways that we can network, but we also like to point out that effectiveness. So what has been your strategy in networking, your style, and what would you suggest to our audience that's listening, that's in particularly interested in the field of construction?
The most important ones that I find interesting, especially like in January, from January to March, that's our proposal season. So
okay.
I tend to engage and go out and learn more about public and private
mm-hmm.
partnerships, whether it's
mm-hmm.
county contracts, financial resources, economic development fund, county-based
mm-hmm.
businesses. It's important to be certified. Certification
mm-hmm.
in Prince George's County is important, and it has a factor in projects being awarded. I also
mm-hmm.
make certain that I attend a meet and greet, and most of the meet and greets are normally sponsored by your large general contractors, and they usually post it either via email. And if you are a county-based business, and an MBE in their database, they normally reach out to the county for their database,
mm-hmm.
and so therefore
mm-hmm.
you're on their mailing list. So
mm-hmm.
that's most important. That's most important.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned to you, I try to network on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I tend to say on Monday, you're coming off the weekend and you really don't want to talk to people. And on Friday, you're getting ready for the weekend. So I tend to have some some respect for that. And I did work in corporate America, so I know how it feels about how it feels to be working on Monday and Friday. But
right,
it is important.
Right.
And at some point also in business, we have to know our county exec. We need to be in contact with our council member in the district that you live and in the district that you're working in. And so the county sponsors different forms. So I'm always make myself aware of when those events happen. So sometimes you have to get on, the internet, find out what's going on, make yourself available, make appointments. I've learned that people will talk to you. If you contact and reach out, they will give you the time.
Yeah,
but you can't sit at home.
Thing.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen, right. Those are those extra things that you're talking about that makes the difference. You know, we always say ordinary, put extra in it, and that's where you have extraordinary, you know, just a little extra will make it extraordinary. So now, you talked about that because we do have, this is a global audience that we have. We do have people all around the world and, of course, all around the country. So I guess this would definitely relate to those in the United States. It's important to be a part or be aware of the local and, like you said, the county execs or officials. That's good that you mentioned that. Why would you say we need to be involved with that? And I want to talk, even suggest an organization for the federal level as well, Women Impacting Public Policy, that we are members of here. That is a huge organization. That's a nonpartisan organization that deals with Congress and things on the level there, kind of as a lobbyist. But why is it important for business owners to be aware and to attend those meetings and know who those county officials are?
Well, I believe, especially for in construction for Lindana, one, the Maryland State Department of Education, our county executive office, State of Maryland, the minority business, most of the construction permits need to be pulled from the county. So they're aware of what businesses, whether they are a local business or a general contractor coming from out of state, because you need highway. you have to get in and out of MGM, or you have to get in and out of the brand new hospital that we're pursuing as well as MGM. So the county is aware of the different projects that are becoming in Prince George's County. This is the most exciting time, Deborah, to be in business in Prince George's County. We have millions of dollars of construction projects that are underway. And the hospital is one of the very important ones. The Prince George's County and the Maryland Capital Park and Planning Commission is going to be a regional medical center right here
is
at Largo Town Center. Right in Largo Town Center.
Wow.
More and more businesses are going to be located in and around the convenience of residents being able to get to those business right at Branch Metro. They're building the town center, the Camp Springs Town Center. It's called the Apollo, and that's with Ficina Construction. That's another project we're pursuing, and it's just again a lot of funding available for construction companies. I wanted to also add, when you asked about how we go about membership, sometimes is very, very important. We've been in business again since 2006, so we networked. We wanted to get our name out, so we waited till we found what would be the right membership organization for us, and we found that the Associated Builders and Contractors Incorporated was the best membership base for us. The majority of large general contractors are members there. So when we network with them, our name again is being presented, and the fact that we are a specialty, we do brick and block only, so we're not in competition with the other divisions. Other divisions meaning electricians and plumbers
right.
and things of that nature. So, again,
right, right.
we network with ABC. And we were also mm-hmm. fortunate enough to become a member. We're on the council of the Prince George's Community College Foundation Business Leadership Council. And that was another wonderful opportunity for Lindana Construction Company because under the leadership of Dr. Charlene Dukes, we are a part of a council of other minority business owners where we come to the table once a month and share different ideas and at the same time network. So, you, again, you have to find your niche. Everything's not for everyone. And we've been excited from the beginning. Another project that we completed in Prince George's County was the Kaiser Permanente parking garage. And that
wow.
was a subcontractor with a large construction company, Donahoe Construction
mm-hmm.
Company.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, again, you have to get...
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, it's though that's fine. You have to get out and, you know, network and find out
mm-hmm.
what's going on and what projects
mm-hmm.
are available. And a lot
mm-hmm.
of times they actually list projects in the Prince George's local newspaper when a
mm-hmm.
permit is being pulled. But
mm-hmm.
again, networking
mm-hmm.
is just key, just getting out there. And a lot of the events, the meet and greet, they're free.
They're
free.
Free, right, right,
free.
Right, right. You know,
yeah,
and that's great. That's, you are sharing some great information. If you just tuned in, we're live here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. Our very special guest is Ms. Ardania Williams with Lindana Construction Company. And she's just sharing, we're talking about families in construction, but particularly from the angle of being a woman in the industry because you are the vice president of marketing there for your family's firm. And can you kind of share a little bit about when we talk about the marketing, you know, when we talk about your networking and you're out there as a woman in this field, what do you get? I imagine you might get some kind of pushback sometime, or have you experienced any of that when you walked into some of those meetings?
Actually, I have not, Deborah. Linwood
mm-hmm.
is the president of the company, so when possible,
mm-hmm.
he always makes certain that he attend different events with me. Of course,
okay.
he's in the field along with our son, Linwood Williams Jr. So they're
okay.
in the field. But we're learning, actually, there are many women in construction. The arena
mm-hmm.
is getting larger, and there's room. I often say that there is enough work in Prince George's County for everyone. And,
mm-hmm.
and I believe that truly in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I used to talk about the old boy network, and it's kind
mm-hmm.
of breaking up a little bit because, first of all, we have to be prepared. We need to be able to position ourselves because it's as if you go to the bank and you want a loan. If you don't have all your credentials in order, we can't expect them to give us a loan. So
mm-hmm.
in the construction field, if you're prepared to do the work that's at hand, it's kind of hard for them to always say no because
mm-hmm.
there's a pre-qualification that you actually have to go through in terms of the paperwork. And, you know, that's another thing. I have to just mention a little bit about the process of the Accelerator program. I kept thinking in my mind, oh, it's so much paperwork. They
mm-hmm.
will want to be in our business. At the end, we laugh. We go, we really don't even have a business because there are things they need to know about you. In order
mm-hmm.
for them to know about you, you have to put it on paper in writing and
mm-hmm.
so that they can go through their process of selection. So those
mm-hmm,
things
mm-hmm.
are really important. So you have to have your finances in order. That's important. And if you
mm-hmm.
can prepare to do some of those things in advance and to educate yourself, we have to be the best advocates for ourselves. Nobody, mm-hmm. again, is going to bring anything to you. But if we advocate and know what we want, we have our dream, you have your team in order, and never, ever give up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, you know, we said it at the top of the show, attitude is everything. It is absolutely obvious why you and your family are experiencing success in business, because your attitude is so positive. It is so positive.
I have to.
Yeah, it is just
it
radiating from
the
phone. Yeah.
Sure.
You know,
remember, we started off being happy.
That's right.
From the
song,
Pharrell Williams, happy.
That's
you
right.
Have to be.
That's right.
If we are not excited about what we're doing, why should somebody else be excited?
Right. Why
you
should
know,
they
really,
even want to be around you? If you
right.
You know?
Exactly. If I'm not excited about what I'm doing, Deborah and her listeners would not be excited.
Right.
You have to have
exactly.
some interest. And so if you have some interest, you'll take a moment to listen.
Right.
And
right,
I do.
Right,
I think
right.
we have a great story. We have a family-owned business. Our son, Linwood Williams Jr., our daughter, Ramona Prescott, works with me and helping me keep up with the human resources. And a lot of times with your mom-pop shops, sometimes it's just one individual. In our case, mm-hmm. it's the four of us. The four
mm-hmm.
of us have different skill sets. And
mm-hmm.
I do not lay brick. Don't even know how to make mortar.
You got pretty nails. I saw that. Yeah, I don't think you laying the brick. I don't think that's your lane.
I'm not laying any bricks. I am a girly girl. But Linwood and Linwood Jr., they can build anything you can imagine. We've had our hands in a couple. Yes. We've had our hands in a couple of wonderful historical sites. We did work at the National Harbor.
Yeah,
we did the historical garden at the Tanger Outlet, and there's
yeah.
a place in Alexandria, Virginia, a restaurant called the Charter House. We laid
oh,
all the pavers outside
wow.
the Charter House, and there's
wow.
another wonderful restaurant called the Ice Well Tavern, Gaspy's
wow.
Ice Well Tavern in Alexandria. Beautiful, beautiful landmark, and we did
mm-hmm.
the construction there as well for the brick and the block. So
wow,
it is
wow.
exciting. It's exciting to do. And when you see especially the formation of something that a person has an idea, and I also have to say residential was our first start. We started doing
mm-hmm.
patios and retaining walls for individuals, and we still
mm-hmm.
do that because that's our first love. That's how we've survived, and we'll never get away from that.
Right, right, right. Well, you know, as you, I'm sure as you set your business strategy, you have your goals set for, you know, certain projects will yield
absolutely.
This kind of money, but those projects definitely will be some good butter for that bread, you know.
Absolutely. But I
so.
Said, all we want is a piece of chicken.
Yeah. y'all getting chicken on steroids, a big piece of chicken, though, those projects. And that's good. That's good. That's what
it
you
is.
Want, you know. That's what
absolutely.
You want. And I know you recognize what a blessing it is to be able to have family to work there together. You know, I just tell my daughter every day, you are going to run the family business. You are, you know, you
that's right.
you are definitely gonna, you know, I'm training you and grooming you to by the time you get there, definitely, you know, it has to be that way. So a lot of times people may not have that same. Everybody in the family, you know.
It's a challenge now.
It's a challenge. At least they come to the table. You know, some families, it's just that one. It is just
yeah,
that one
true.
That has vision. And, I mean, they don't even get it. I mean, I don't even have to worry about saying it on my, because none of mine. You know, they won't tune in to hear me saying anything. So, yeah, but
I would like to share that our son, Linwood Williams Jr., he was asked what it was like to run a family-owned business. And he replied that the working dynamics can be very stressful at times.
Yeah.
However, it has been one of the most rewarding and positive experience that he had encountered. And he said we have an opportunity to learn a lot about one another. And that probably sums it up pretty good. The fact that we have a home-based office, I like to remind Linwood that my working hours are 9 to 5.
So you so like to remind them, no.
I like to remind them.
Yeah.
So when we go upstairs, it's home. It's
right,
our home.
Right.
We're now family. And so when we come downstairs, that's
it's business.
The business of Lindana. And that's important to be able to separate that. You have to have a balance, and that's important to us. We balance the family, the business, and our church. Our faith, that's what has gotten us where we are. Our faith in God and being humble and being honest. Give a day's work for a day's pay. And if you contract with us, we're professionals. We keep it on a professional level. And everybody's happy. The worst thing you can ever have is an unhappy client. And you never want that to happen. You never want it to be said, I would never let Lindana come do work for me again. But
our
business has been based on referrals. It wasn't until probably about 2010 that we actually started doing a lot of marketing in the larger arenas. But from 2006 to about four years, we were by word of mouth. And that carried us. So that says volume.
It does. And it's very good that Mr. Williams had that opportunity to master his craft, you know. And
absolutely.
And I'm sure that made a difference. And when you all started your business as well, he was already a master masonry, you know, when you began. And we do talk about challenges here on Wealthy Sisters, because in any business we know there can be challenges. It's a process.
Yes.
Learning curves, and you mentioned that, you know, you want all customers to be happy. Not all customers will be happy. There will be some hiccups, some things that, you know, we misgauge, we misjudge. And and you don't want that to be a regular practice.
No.
For sure. But those things happen. So can you share maybe, you know, some advice to our listeners as to how you have been able to recoup or bounce back or come, you know, turn a situation that could have been like, oh, so negative, and be able to turn into a positive?
We had a client that appeared to be just constantly, you know, I don't want to use the word like a nitpicking, but they we're professionals.
I'll
but
say
they
it
were
for you, nitpicking, because there's some nitpicking people out there.
Thank you so much. But you know what? if we know what we expect, be on time. Be on time, even with your past performance. Schedule meetings. If you say that you're going to be there at a certain time, get there 15 minutes early. Nothing's wrong with being on time. Time is money, and people's time is important. And more importantly than anything else, bid proposals are due on time. There's always a time and a date. And that's important, too. You have to be responsive. If we're not going to respond to the call of a bid or a telephone call, even if you just call back and say, I received your phone call, I'll put you on the schedule. But respond. Respond is important. It really is. Because at the end of the day, the customer has to be happy, and they write the check.
Right.
So you want that customer to be happy.
Right, right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back. If you just joined us, you're live here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. Our very special guest is Ms. Ardania Williams with Lynn Dana Construction Company. And she, if you missed the first half of this, I promise you, you want to download this show. Go catch us on iTunes and the Wealthy Sisters. Go to WealthySistersRadio.com, and you can catch this show and all of our other great shows there, because she shares some great, I mean, some solid, homegrown, practical advice. You know, I love it. I love it. I'm a homegrown girl, and, you know, these are solid principles that really you can apply to any industry. You know, even though our focus today is construction, and we've been talking about women in the field as well in construction. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break, and we are so excited to have you. Thank you so much. You're listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio.
Ladies, are you tired of searching for Mr. Right and need help cracking the man code? Do you really want to know what he thinks about dating, love, and romance? Are you wondering if the one you're with will ever fall in love with you? Then you need the code cracker, Jay Neville, relationship expert and life coach. Visit jneville.com. That's JNEVELS.com. JNEVELS.com.
Do you find yourself overwhelmed in paperwork? Are you struggling with administrative tasks preventing you from doing what you really love? Then consider hiring a virtual assistant. Call M. Alexander & Associates Incorporated, toll free at 1-877-894-0564, or join them on the web at www.iwillassistyou.net.
Would you like to reach quality professionals? Expose your product and services to thousands on a monthly basis? Advertise with the Wealthy Sisters Media Group. Our packages include both on-air and website banner placement. Call our offices today at 1-800-917-9435, extension 803, or visit our website at www.wealthysisters.com to begin building your brand today.
We're live here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Excited to announce to you tomorrow, Tuesday, April 8th, is a major day for us here at Wealthy Sisters Radio. We will be live on our new network, new time, new day. That's Listen Vision Live at 11 a.m. ListenVisionLive.com. ListenVisionLive.com at 11 a.m. That is on Tuesdays. We're thrilled. Not only will you hear us live, but you can see us. We're going to be video live streaming right there. And we promise you every week we'll always have this show right here. You can download it on the Blog Talk platform. We'll have the podcast here. You can still download us there from iTunes under Wealthy Sisters. And as always, go to Wealthy Sisters Radio. WealthySistersRadio.com, so you can catch all of our shows. And I want to announce tonight at 9 p.m., 9 p.m. is the selection drawing for our first two winners of the month for the Wealthy Sisters Radio free commercial, the free commercial. That's right. We are giving two lucky followers who follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Wealthy Sisters page there on Facebook and Twitter under Wealthy Sisters. You follow us there, you will actually be entered into our drawing on a monthly basis. And guess what? You will get a free commercial, 2 weeks of 30-second air time there on Wealthy Sisters Radio. And the great thing about podcasts, what people have to remember is these are downloadable. Just like you are listening to this download, some of you guys have downloaded it and you're listening to it now, that commercial will be heard over and over and over again. It's not like regular radio, terrestrial radio, where it's at one time. No, it's podcast. It's recorded. So you know that as many times as you can get your name, your brand out there, it's all about brand awareness. That's what it's for. That's why Coca-Cola still runs commercials. That's why McDonald's still runs commercials. Some of the most recognized brands in the world, they do that for brand recognition, to keep your mind on their brand. So
stay tuned. Definitely go ahead and follow us right now, Twitter and Facebook, Wealthy Sisters. So back to our guest. We only have about 3 minutes left, and I tell you, Ms. Ardania, you have just been such a joy to have on the show today. I just like to ask you, you know, what would you like to leave our audience with today as we close the show out? And definitely I want everybody, we're going to put you up on our website, WealthySistersRadio.com, so they can get all of your contact information there, the company there as well. But tell us, what would you like to leave our audience with today?
Well, again, Deborah, thank you so very much for this opportunity. But for the audience listeners, never lose sight of your passion. Believe in yourself. And you must, I always say, you must be into it. You have to be into what your passion is. And if you have a passion and if you feel like, oh, I just can't do it, you can do it. You can do it. You can hold on to your faith in God and your family, and have the support of the individuals that you need, and have your whole structure in order, whatever the passion is, and get out and network, and network. That is key.
So important. I tell you, that passion, I was sharing that the other day with some group of younger individuals. And, you know, we're driven. We're told to, or steered, shall I say, do find you a good job. You know, don't worry about all that other stuff. You can do that later. You know, do what's going to pay those bills. But at the end of the day, when you're in your 40s and you look back and you're like, man, I am not happy doing this. You might
be paid
in full.
That's right.
But if you're not happy, it's not even worth it. So I'm so glad you stressed that passion. Do,
absolutely,
for the young people that's listening, do what you love. Because look, your husband, Mr. Williams, is a perfect example of that. He obviously has loved masonry since, you said, 30 years or more.
Since he graduated when he was 19 years old, absolutely.
19.
And another quickness to end with you, our goal for the next 5 to 10 years, our youngest granddaughter attended St. Augustine College, and she has an interest in the business. So our son, in the next 1 through 5 years now, we're going to go to the next level of our goal that we have established for our company, so that our son and our youngest granddaughter, Monet Prescott, will be able to take it to the next level for their 5 to 10 years, because Linwood and I need to be leaving on Thursday, coming back on a Monday from the sun, and sitting
on
the beach. And
that's
what we have to learn to do. We train, we teach, we prepare. And that is so, so important. So, again,
never
give up on your dream. I never thought I'd be living in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, from Cleveland, Ohio, with a home built by my husband with his own hands and running a business. And we love it.
Wow. Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you
Continued success. And, you know, just thank you so much for being such a great example and just setting and blazing the path for us all. We appreciate you and definitely sending you all the positive wishes and well vibes and blessings and prayers and everything your way for continued success.
We appreciate it. And so for the listening audience, we would like to be the answer to your next brick and block project. Please contact Lindana Construction Company. We can be reached at 301-499-4849. Please visit our website, lindanamasonry.com, and we hope to hear from you soon.
All right, and definitely you go to Wealthy Sisters Radio, and for our featured guests and all that, contact information will be there as well. So Thank you so much for joining us today. Again, this has been another great episode of Wealthy Sisters Radio. We remind you, tomorrow's that big day. Join us tomorrow on ListenVisionLive.com at 11 a.m. We want to definitely be able to see you, call in, Facebook us, or FaceTime or Skype us there. And remember, the drawing, find us there on Facebook and Twitter under Wealthy Sisters. And as always, we wish you and yours the best of everything great. See you tomorrow. And also, you can tune into the show next week as well. Thank you.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters Radio. Thank you for joining us. Stay tuned for another positively impacting show next week. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Wealthy Sisters and on the web at WealthySistersRadio.com. The opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions of our hosts, staff, or partners of our Wealthy Sisters Radio.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.